Here's alfalfa, eat whiskey. Here's alfalfa, eat whiskey, hotel manager.
KF8, BRD, standing by. KF8, BRD.
NEJS, COP.
Hello, NEJS, how are you?
Yeah, Jerry, if you had some audio there, I didn't catch it. Good to hear you in there, though.
Okay, any better?
Yeah, there you go. That was much better.
Okay, well, just checking out radios. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I got 74, a little overcast up here. At least it cooled off a little bit. But been a while since we spoke, so I thought I'd say hello and hope all's going well with you.
Yeah, things are going good. It was raining here, but it's all cleared out. The sun's up. I haven't been outside. I've been kind of working, if that's what you call what I do these days, working. But that won't be for much longer. I'm probably done. I'm thinking I'm done the end of the year. So I'm looking forward to that. What's new in your world?
Well, you know what? It's been nice and peaceful and just enjoying retirement, and I hope that's what you're headed for, and just enjoying the summer. It goes by way too fast, but yeah, no complaints on this end at all. Things are going real well. So, yep, that's about the extent of it. Do you get Chris to get on here at all?
No, I'm afraid not. He's not, as far as I know, he's not near any repeaters. And I don't think I'm sure he has no DMR hotspot set up. But I think even his All-Star node, last I knew, wasn't working. He took it to Dan W2PUT to see if he could get it going, and I thought Dan said he got it going, but it just, when Chris got it back home, it still wasn't working. So I don't know if he has an issue with internet where he's at and All-Star not working with his internet. I don't know. I don't talk to him a lot, but I did catch up with him. I think I sent him a few texts a few weeks ago. And, you know, he's doing his thing with Teresa. And, you know, he's enjoying retirement. I'm sure you know that. And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm still working, but I'm not really working. It's kind of a weird situation. I'm able to work remote, so I do a lot of that. But I don't have a lot going on. I'm moving a lab from our old location to a newer location that's about a couple miles away. I'm doing that, so we're in the middle of that going on. We're building chambers, and we'll move equipment over and get it up and running. But that's going to take well into next year, and I just decided that I don't feel like working anymore, so I'm not going to. Christy went a year and a half ago, and I was supposed to go too, and I didn't feel like I was mentally ready, but I think I'm mentally ready now. So, and then, you know, we've been going to Florida the last couple winters, last winter and winter of 23 and winter of this year, and We got a place all set to go to next winter for 2 months. You guys going to go to Florida in the winter?
Well, as of right now, no. We spent 5 winters from, starting 2019 through 2004. And then we actually had a place in Ocala, and we ended up selling that. And so we figured we're going to take a year or two off and then probably go back down. Although we've got friends now that we may go down in February for a couple of weeks to see. But as far as spending the whole winter down there, that got for us. And so I think maybe just going down for a couple of weeks or so. So, but hey, that's great. I'm glad you guys enjoy that. Where do you go in Florida?
NAGS. We're staying around the Orlando area. We got annual passes for Disney, so we go hang out there, even though there's a lot of things about Disney I don't like that I think we share opinions of. But, it's a fun place to hang out, and so we do that. Place we're going to be in, we found a place, townhouses in Kissimmee that we can do, we can rent for 2 months. And we really like, we were there this last winter, and we couldn't get the same unit, but we found the main complex, so we got that all set. And it's cool. I mean, it's gated and it has its own pool and all that. Dan Put came for a long weekend, went to Hamcation with us, and then spent one day at Disney. And we're hoping that that Kim could come too, but she had work stuff going on, so she couldn't break away. But maybe this coming winter. I think they're both planning on trying this next winter. So we do that. We go to the Meekum car auction. We're going to try and go to the beach, but this last winter was a little bit on the cool side. We didn't get any real warm days. It was weird. So we didn't end up going to the beach. We find stuff to do, and it's nice to be away from Michigan while it's cold and snowy.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you found an area you like. And we really enjoyed Palm Coast the first couple of years, and we went over to Ocala, and that was fine, too. We were only a little over an hour from the beach. And, last winter we thought, well, we'll be in for a harsh winter here. It'll be our first winter home in 5 years, and it wasn't bad at all. Especially for up here, it was very mild. And I think my plow guy plowed maybe 3 times, and that was about it. But, I tell you, I do miss it definitely in the wintertime. I don't miss the being a property and to worry about that when you're here. But, yeah, all things considered, it worked out well for us, but I'm glad we sold just in the right time, I think, so for us anyway. I won't go back. WACOP.
Well, yeah, I don't know how long you owned your property there, but yeah, I imagine you probably did all right because the property values in Florida have just gone crazy. But maybe the reason you sold it was I hear it's difficult, if not impossible, to get insurance now, just because of all the stuff going on there, the insurance companies won't insure properties. So maybe that's why you let it go, but I hope you did all right. And I'm sure it was a good investment. And, yeah, that I said this to Christy while we were down there. I go, man, we had some days where, it was 60 here in Michigan, and it was 60 there in Florida. And I'm like, so why are we spending all this money to be down here when the weather is basically not too divergent? You know, that was onesie twosies days, of course, but still, you scratch your head and say, what the heck is going on? You know, the whole point of being there in January and February is to miss the snowy minus 20 degree Michigan days.
Well, you're right. I mean, there were those days, and I don't know about you guys, but we found, you know, when it got, we laughed because, you know, 60 degrees here, I'm still walking around in a t-shirt and pair of shorts, and down there, you got a jacket on. I don't know what it is. It's the humidity or the dampness, but, I know what you mean. And, getting back to the property part of it, yeah, we did very well. For a 3-year investment that we owned it to more than double your money is not a bad deal at all. We were actually shocked when we went to list it. And they asked what I thought it was worth, and I mentioned it, and they said, oh, no, you're way too low. I go, oh, really? And, it took us 3 weeks to sell it. So we did okay. And no looking back, no regrets.
Oh, good for you. That's fantastic. When we went down in 23, one of the things was to see, you know, what we thought about buying property down there. We were seriously considering, you know, we were going to keep our place here, but we're going to look for property down there. And, you know, the prices were already high. And, you know, as it turns out, you know, we spent 2 months, and 2 months was good for me, at least. I think Christy was kind of indifferent, but it was starting, you know, it starts to get hot in March, April time frame. And I said, well, it doesn't really make much sense to buy property there if you're not going to stay there, you know, between 4 and 6 months a year. And we most certainly couldn't see ourselves staying there that long with the heat coming back and all that stuff. And we probably wouldn't want to go down until after Christmas anyways. We didn't think it made much sense to go, you know, you could go, I guess, in November and then come back for the holidays and then go back. But that, to us, didn't seem very appealing. And so, you know, we did it again this year for 2 months, and I could have stayed a little bit longer, but not a lot. And I said, well, you know, we're only staying for 2 months out of the year. It makes more sense to rent. Like you said, you don't have to worry about the property. You know, you have two properties to take care of, and that's a pain. And, you know, we also don't see ourselves renting stuff out either. So for us, I think it makes sense to do what we're doing. Just look for a place, rent it for a couple months. And then if we want to move around, it's easy. You know, you just go look for some other property somewhere else and do your thing. So for us, I think this is a good way to do it.
Well, that's exactly the way we started off with the idea of what we rented, what we paid the rent the first week. We came across this place and we thought, you know, for what it's going to cost us per year, we'll be able to come down for, instead of 2 or 3 months, come down for 6 months. So we did it. And, you know, first 2 years, we spent 6 months down there. Then we got to where we felt, we didn't belong in either place. You know, I didn't feel like we belonged here and didn't feel like we belonged there as far as, you know, community and church and all that. So we went down the third year. We didn't go till after Christmas. Actually, we didn't go till after New Year's. And then that's when we knew. We got down there, and by mid-February, we were like, yeah, let's put her up for sale, because we knew we were pretty much back and forth like that. So, and like I said, we put it up. In 3 weeks, it was gone. So we loaded up what we wanted, and I ran a little U-Haul and quarterback, and like I say, no regrets. And yeah, we do miss him a little bit in the wintertime. So, again, that doesn't mean we can't go. And hey, I bought a lottery ticket today too, so who knows? On the beach could become a reality. WACOP.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, you can do the rental thing again if that's what you guys want to do. That's what, you know, it's not really cheap. It's not cheap at all, actually, but it's a good alternative for short term, I think. And like I said, it works for us. It's, you know, in our budget, planned as part of our retirement, so we're good. We had talked about, you know, how we would buy a property down there, and I'm sure we could have done it. But after spending time there, we just discovered that for us, it probably didn't make any sense. I don't know if that'll change in the future or not, but, you know, even the ability to get, you know, property insurance and things like that down there, just make it that much more of a struggle. And then the prices are high, and, you know, right now the interest rates are high, and I don't know, hopefully that changes. Maybe next year we get somebody in office and if we can go back to the economy we had pre-2020. At least that's what I'm hoping for. So we'll see. Hey, I got to run. I got to do some work stuff, but I'm glad you popped on here and said hi. Like you said, it's been a while, so I'm glad we got to catch up. You take care, and next time I talk to Chris, I'll let him know that we ran into each other on here.
All right, Jerry, very good. Hey, before you run off real quick, do you you have anything over on the TGIF network?
No. Is that another DMR network?
Yeah, it is. It's a standalone network. I've got to talk 313. Just remember the Michigan area code, or home area code, I should say, the old area code down home. So yeah, if you ever want to, real simple to get on, especially with a hot, you know, just do the drop down menu off Brandmeister and go to TGIF. Now you do have a password over there, but you can go to their website and get one pretty quick. So that would be kind of an almost secure way to discuss further political implications that we may not want to do. It's strictly, you know, the talk group and then only the hotspots that are connected. So anyway, check it out, and I listen, like I say, 313. So, hey, I'm glad we caught up, and I look forward to this run, 73-W8-COP.
Okay, Chris. I'm on one of the repeaters here in Novi. So I don't have any I don't have a Brandmeister hotspot. So this is about all I have access to on DMR. And then I got the Yaesu stuff too. I have access to the I don't know, talk groups or whatever on the Yaesu Fusion stuff. I don't know if Brandmeister, I thought, had access to a lot of different modes. Maybe that's one of them. I don't know. But yeah, maybe that's an option. But all right, take care. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later on, WCOPNHS.
And 0DAP on the bridge to wide 51. KZ2B, KZ2B, and 0DAP here on Michigan statewide 51. KZ2B, KZ2B, N0DAP here on 51 wide. You copy? Over.